Unless the greatness of the revelation should puff me up, there was given me a thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable brethren, venerable religious and dear parishioners, I think today shows us very clearly the value of temptation. Yes, you heard me correctly. The value of temptation. But Father Casimir, doesn't that sound wrong? Isn't temptation a terrible thing? It leads us into sin. That is true. However, it is very clear that God allows temptation and that he brings much good from it. So we have to understand some things about this. First of all, sin is terrible. Sin is evil. Sin is breaking God's commandments. Sin harms our relationship with God, or in the case of mortal sin, destroys our relationship with God. But by the same token, God allows us to be tempted. And we see St. Paul in today's epistle being tempted. Yes, this amazing man who detailed how much he suffered, who detailed how he was persecuted, who detailed in indirect language how he was taken up to the third heaven. And yet this man was tempted. Saint Paul the Apostle was tempted. He was tempted so badly, this thorn for the flesh. Most of the fathers of the church think this was a temptation, not just, you know, as a physical challenge, physical suffering. Some think it sounds like a temptation to impurity. A thorn for the flesh, a messenger of Satan. And he begged God to take away the temptation. And God seems to have said, no, I'm not taking it away. I want you to fight it. And he heard God say, my grace is sufficient for thee, for strength is made perfect in weakness. So this is where we develop spiritual strength, my dear brethren, by fighting. If we didn't have fights, challenges, battles, wars, we would never grow strong. And so St. Paul is growing strong as he fights the spiritual battle, fights temptation. So what is the good that God brings out of temptation? Well, I just mentioned it. We get stronger. We have to be tested. If we're not tested, we're going to remain soft and weak. So we have to be tested by temptation. Also, temptation brings about much more humility. We recognize that if we rely on ourselves, we're going to fall. So we have to turn in humility to God, say, please. We have to be spiritual beggars. Dear God, please help me. Blessed Mother, please help me. My guardian angel, please help me. That's humility. And this is why we hear in today's epistle, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that concern my weakness. Yes, St. Paul detailed all these things that he endured and suffered and accomplished, but he says, I'm not going to glory in them. I'm going to glory in my weakness. And then later on, I will glory in nothing save in my infirmities. Doesn't that sound like St. Paul's beautiful practice of humility? This virtue, which is so pleasing to God. And remember, its opposite, pride, just makes God drive us away. No wonder we need so many opportunities to practice humility, to recognize our dependence on God, to recognize that we are sinners, that we have offended God. So, fighting temptation makes us stronger. Fighting temptation involves the practice of humility. And also, we have to pray much more when we're tempted. Isn't that a good thing? Of course it is. And this is why the church puts Exegesima Sunday here before Lent, to help us plan out much more prayer in our daily lives. So an increase in penitential work, sacrifices that we make, an increase in prayer, and an increase in alms deeds. We're going to hear the Epistle on Charity next Sunday. I was listening to another sermon, and in it, it was being detailed or outlined five areas of temptation, you might say. And you could also call them five areas of problems in the church. And it was listed as the five W's. So these are the five W's. Number one, the wayward. Number two, the weary. Number three, the weak. Number four, the worried. And number five, yes, even in the church, the wicked. The wayward, these are those that are in and out of sin. They persevere, then they go back. They persevere, they go back. And they're not in step. They are wayward. And they must take more seriously the necessity of fighting temptation. The weary, these are they who get discouraged by the battle. They start giving up. They have a good heart, but they're giving into discouragement. Melancholics especially, this is their area where they should be concerned. And that is not to get discouraged in the battle, to do good and to overcome temptation. The weak, these are they who never attempt anything great. They just do what is the minimum and don't rouse themselves to do more. And then there are the worried, the fearful ones. And that fear keeps them back. And that fearfulness, the temptation there for them is to not trust in God. And so that is their area where they have to work at growing in their confidence and trust in God, growing in the supernatural virtue, the theological virtue of hope. And finally, there are the wicked, those that live in mortal sin, those that help others to commit sin. They are obviously the most gravely in peril. And they need an outright wake-up call, spiritual conversion, to get off that path to hell and to turn to God. So I thought this would be a good reflection for us. The temptation to be wayward, the temptation to be weary or discouraged, the temptation to be weak, the temptation to be worried more than we should be, and finally, being wicked. God forbid that that should be happening to us. So let us be inspired. We cannot help but be inspired by St. Paul today. He is the saint of Exegesima Sunday insofar as the epistle is concerned. He tells us, we know how much he endured. We know what he went through. But he says, you know what? I'm going to glory in my weakness. I'm going to glory in my infirmities. And I know how much God is bringing about good through the temptations that I will keep on perseveringly fighting. So what a saint, what an example, what an inspiration for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.